Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I reconnect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com, or on my resource tab on my website. Now let's begin with the show. Today's radio show is really about going with the flow and surrendering to something greater than you. The Festival of the Christ that is celebrated on this full moon that we are experiencing right now, and even if you listen at a later time, you will still connect with this frequency, because that's what this whole episode is all about, is speaking about surrender. It is always a word that you hear in the spiritual language, surrender, surrender, surrender. But how do you do it? Certainly it's not something you can just force upon you. Often we have inner fears and inhibitions that make us want to control a situation and make it really difficult for us to have enough trust and faith to let go and to surrender. And it's deeply connected to love. And at the Festival of the Christ, the life of Jesus really shows us the power of transformation through love, that love is the key, and this love cannot be simply called to you. It needs to happen through an opening within yourself. And sadly, we've often been so much made accustomed to being a warrior, trying to fight for our right to live, for our right to be free, for our right to be who we choose to be, and values that are put upon us for families, for life, keeping us often smaller than we really are. I remember when I grew up, I wanted to be an archaeologist, and everybody told me, oh, you don't want to be an archaeologist because there's no money in it, and there are very few who are successful, and yet it was my dream and passion. I wanted to go out there and find all civilizations. And look how that simple statement might have limited me from experiencing the greatest joy of my life, of being out there in nature and just uncovering secrets that were hidden underneath the dirt. And so sometimes the value system that we are receiving to protect us can actually protect us so fiercely that we are not having the opportunity to open our heart to our great passions in life. And so Jesus is setting such an amazing example with his life, because his passion was love. His passion was to help humanity, see that they are part of something greater, that they are part of God. And so towards the end of his life, he even willingly sacrificed himself, went on this path of crucifixion to show humanity that he is willing to die for all of them, for all of us, to show us that the God within us will always save us at the appropriate time. So he went through a whole series of events embracing the loneliness and darkness that we often feel within our own lives as humans, and transformed and transmuted it through the power of love. And so this Festival of the Christ is one of the very holy days that the Ascended Masters are celebrating. And the Galactic Master, Lord Maitreya, who overlighted Saint Germain in his last few years of his life and taught him about the power of love, is also very much present during this time to support you to remember the power of love and the power of how love can actually transform your life if you, first of all, apply it to your own self. And so, surrender. I want to talk about the test of crucifixion for a moment, because it is very much part of that Easter time and the Festival of the Christ. I remember when I worked, well, I ran a freight forwarding business with my husband. We had a situation where we really had a tough time because of the economy and everything else. And I was doing the accounting work and no money came in. And I didn't know how to even pay the payroll at the end of the week. And I was in huge despair. I thought, this is the moment where I just have to let go of this business. And I didn't know what to do. But I was spiritually very open already. And I remembered, like it was yesterday, I walked down the street walking my dog, and I opened my hands up to the hierarchy of light, to the God within, to my divine I Am presence. I said, okay, I can't do anything anymore. There's nothing I can do, nothing I can control, no plans, no solutions. I surrender the situation to you. And if this business needs to go, I am willing to let it go, because obviously I'm at this point where there is no other way. But if you want me to keep this business because it's part of my life purpose, part of my past, then I ask you to bring a solution to me. And I fully let go of the outcome. I absolutely detached, not by giving up, but by having love and faith that the hierarchy of light would take care of me, that my divine I Am presence would take care of me by doing the right thing for me, whatever that would be at that moment. That is true surrender. Not giving up, but trusting in something greater than you to bring you the appropriate solution that you can see by yourself at that moment. And lo and behold, I went to work the next day, and one of our clients wanted us to hoard a certain amount of money for them for a year, which gave me enough cash flow to pay for the payroll and to then get all the accounts receivables cleaned up so that we were back in business. That is how it works. Not the way we sometimes expect it to be, because I certainly didn't expect someone to put a huge cash deposit on our account, but in the most miraculous way, it will happen. And so as much as we are going through the dark night of the soul and we're feeling this crucifixion at times, when we feel the cross of matter on us and the torture of not knowing and not knowing where to go and what to do, it forces us to come to this place where we finally stop fighting and we open ourselves up to something greater that then can influence, guide us, and protect us and show us the solutions, show us the way. But we have to let go of the control of wanting to organize or plan the way. We have to allow the way to be whatever it needs to be. So I invite you right now, because this is very much, again, a journey out of the darkness into the light. I invite you to close your eyes, to connect with your spirit guides if you haven't already done so, and to take a look at what it is still in your life that you're afraid to let go of, that you're afraid to have trust and faith that by letting it go, it will either become what it needs to be, or it will go away and be replaced with something that's more appropriate for you. Because whenever you empty yourself, it is not that you empty yourself and nothing will be given back to you. The moment you empty yourself, you make room for something new to come in. So this Festival of the Christ is very much to empty yourself for a higher frequency of love and light to enter you and to help you resurrect your life according to your new heart frequency. And to go a little bit deeper within and to ask yourself, What is still holding you back from opening up to a higher vibration of love? So often, we are afraid of love, aren't we? We have memories of unrequited love, of opening up to relationships where we got hurt, where we had expectations that were unfulfilled. And so part of the experience of feeling the cross of life upon us, the cross of matter, I should say, is because we are afraid. We are afraid to open up to something greater. Because what if we open ourselves up to that greater love, to that greater experience of ourselves, open ourselves up to joy and bliss and happiness? What if something happens that takes it away from us again? Would be devastating, wouldn't it? And so there is that fear where we almost choose to stay in our darkness, in our cave, and that what we are familiar with, and that what is the cross of matter, because at least we know how to deal with it. We've dealt with it for so long, so it is comfortable. Stepping into the higher experience of love, that would be like stepping across a cliff and letting ourselves fall into the abyss. It is about letting go of control, because love cannot be caged. True love cannot be put into any form, into any structure. It needs to stay alive. It needs to have its own natural process. So we have to be courageous, and we have to be willing to say yes to ourselves. Yes, that we are worthy of that love. Yes, that it can also happen to us. And the moment we say yes to love, the moment we say yes, we are worthy of this love, and we have trust and faith that it's not going to be taken from us, magic can truly happen. And again, it can happen in the most surprising ways, totally unexpected, in a form that we probably never thought it would happen in the first place. And in our society, so often, especially when it comes to relationships, there are formulas given. A partner should be A, B, and C, should look a certain way, should have a certain kind of job, a certain kind of security that they give you, especially if you're a woman. But is that really love? Isn't love filled of surprises where every day you uncover something new, so that it becomes something exciting, something beautiful, a bit of an adventure? Wouldn't it be just stale if you already knew everything in advance and it would be so secure? Security sometimes stops us from living and from trying out something new. So the way to release the cross of matter is to be adventurous, to try out something new, and to say yes to yourself as well as everything out in the world, because you're part of God's source creator, the great spirit of all that is, and so you're part of everything. So every time you judge something outside of yourself, go within. You're really also judging a part of your own self. And with that, we're going to bring now Saint Germain in, who is already right here, and he will take you on an inner journey. And in this inner journey, I want you to be willing to not run away from your own inner darkness, but through the support of spirit, to take a look at that, to take a look at all your judgments, all of your limitations, all of that, what you might consider your shortcomings. And then we are going to infuse the Christ love into it. And see what will happen to you. See what will happen to your whole inner physical feeling. It is amazing when you let go of the pressure of having to hold on to something that just simply no longer serves you, and to just let it go in peace. And so part of us being able to step off the cross of matter is by being willing to let go of something, not knowing what will be there to replace it, but still just being willing to let go. And it's not even so much that you physically let go yet, but it's that you choose to let go, that you show willingness to let go. Just like I was willing to let go of the business that I managed for a long time, you too need to be willing to let go of certain aspects in your life that might have brought value to you, that you might have used to define yourself, stories that might have kept woundings alive because you felt that you were entitled to these wounds. But isn't it time to step off the boat, to take your power back, and to open yourself up to the divine essence that is within you and that can bring miracles into every part of your life? Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this very auspicious time of the full moon and the festival of the Christ. And it does not make a difference when you listen to this, because I will work beyond space and time. And you will receive the experience that you need to experience at this moment, at this time, whatever that time might be. Time is only something that you use to measure your progress. But in this instant, it is not necessary. The Festival of the Christ, as much as it's used for religion, it goes far beyond any religion. It depicts the story of a man who chose to be of service. Now, is that not your story as well? Are you not also choosing to be of service to Earth, of service to humanity, of service to the animal kingdom, or the plant kingdom? Yes, you're not so different, are you? And so in your life, too, you've experienced different challenges, different ways of woundings and darkness that have created marks on your body. Just like Jesus was tortured and marks were put on his body. And so you've also chosen, long before you even entered the human form, to come here to Earth and to assist and support the awakening process here on Earth. And you said, just as Jesus said, that you would enter the human form and become part of the human consciousness to work from within outward, to experience the human loss and sadness and sorrow and darkness. And by continuously transforming and transmuting it into love and light, to bring about change, to bring about awakening, to bring about a new paradigm of love and peace. You said that. You agreed to that. This, my dear friends, is not about simply walking the path of ascension. This is about so much more. And you too have already created miracles more than once. And if you don't see it that way, then I ask you to look again. Look at the people you've touched, the lives you've changed through your kindness, through your actions. Don't ever underestimate who you are. You wouldn't be listening to this radio show if it was any different. You wouldn't be listening to me right now if you're not also, in your own unique way, a power of transformation. And so this festival of the Christ is your festival. It is a festival of the Christed part within you. And so I invite you now to take a few deep breaths. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to sink deeper into your own inner self. But in this case, deeper into that part of you that carries all of the stories of your wounds, whether these are wounds from childhoods, past life, present life, or wounds from work situation, relationships, physical illness that made you experience a lot of pain. Whatever it is, allow yourself to sink into that darkness and know that you're not alone. Right now with you are a lot of angels of light that are supporting you in this process of looking at that what has been holding you back from experiencing a greater vibration of love in your life. So go deep. Use your breath to allow yourself to think deeper and deeper into that what might have defined you to a certain extent up to this point, what might have defined your expectations from life, and what might have restricted you in your willingness to experience love in a very new way. And so as you enter into this darkness, we are going to play the second piece of music, Joseph Illuminate. And we are asking you, as you listen to this, to really allow yourself to feel the depths of that what has been holding you back up to this point. Do not run away from it. The angels of light are with you. This is an important process because we are going to pour all the love and light into this at a later stage. And now envision yourself right there on the cross And as you are on the cross, just like Jesus was, you feel that sense of being all by yourself, all alone, not supported, just right there. How will you ever get from where you are now to this expanded consciousness of pure love and light? How will that ever be possible? But it is. It is possible indeed. You have the power to open your heart up now and to receive an infusion of radiant Christ love from far beyond the solar system, from far beyond this galaxy in its purity. But for that, you have to be willing to let go of these stories by making peace with them, by accepting that what has been the cross of matter for you, by accepting all of your stories, all of it, and realize that it made you who you are today, for better or for worse, but it has formed you. It has formed you just like a diamond is formed by fire. You too have been shaped and formed. And even so, you might feel that the shape and form you're in is not the most beautiful one. I am here to tell you, it is perfect. You're perfect. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing you have to do to change this. Accept it. Embrace it. Love it. And so, as you bring in that greater love from the Christ of the center of this universe that is far beyond any love that you've experienced here on earth, it triggers a memory within you. It triggers a memory within your DNA, within your core structure of a love that you've been suppressing but that has always been there within you. And so, open up. Open up to something that you already know is in you, is there. Because the divinity outside of you is also the divinity within you. And so, as you see yourself on that cross, held back by life experiences, feel within you, within your heart, the flame of the divine igniting and becoming stronger. And as it becomes stronger, as it infuses every cell of your body, you can feel a transformation occurring within you. You can feel your crown opening up. And as your crown opens up, a radiant light from Source is coming into you. It is a love beyond anything that you might remember in this lifetime, but it is the love that you were born out of. It is the love that you will return back to. It is the Alpha and Omega. It is the beginning and the end. And so as you now open yourself up to that love, you will find that all of the shackles that have kept you on the cross will fall away. And that ray of love is taking you upward and outward into a light, into a vast consciousness that is a reflection of the Christ consciousness within you. So open yourself up now to the true experience of the Christ light and the Christ love. And in doing so, we are going to play the third piece of music, Joseph, and I ask all of the listeners to just let yourself be put into that Christ consciousness, into that loving embrace, to be purified and to receive the gift of the festival of the Christ, to receive a gift of love that will help you release everything that no longer serves you. But what is asked of you is to surrender, to let go, and to let yourself be raised up. What is possible to experience in the Earth realm at this point because of the level of collective consciousness. But it is changing. And it is changing because of you. Because of your willingness to anchor this higher frequency of love on Earth at this time. And so, in this connection to this consciousness, take a couple of deep breaths and surrender. Simply lift yourself up into that vast loving embrace. Just feel it. It's in and around you. Here there are no shackles. There are no stories. There's nothing you have to do here. But just be the power of love. And so with that vastness, with that freedom, I invite you now to slowly bring this through all the way down into your body through your crown and bring your consciousness back into your physical self. But this, that you're also bringing a deep infusion of this ray of love into you, of this Christ love. And allow yourself a moment to feel that where you sit right now, to feel it within you, to feel it touch every organ in your body, to feel it touch your mind, your thoughts, and of course, most importantly, your heart. In this vibration of love, there is no judgment. There's only peace. And there also is no requirement. You do not have to do anything to deserve this love. You can just allow yourself to take it in. It is a gift from you to you. It is a gift from your divine I Am presence to your physical self. And so now that in the next 21 days, you're going to be deeply integrating this higher frequency of love. It will touch your life. And just like Jesus was resurrected into another form of existence, this infusion of this love, your life also will be resurrected to a new form of existence. And this is the beginning of a sacred journey of the 3 holy days, starting with the festival of the Christ, where you open yourself up to the infusion of a higher vibration of love. It then continues at the next full moon with the festival of Vesak, where you open yourself up to the infusion of a higher vibration of light and illumination coming from Buddha, who descends into the Vesak Valley to usher the new frequencies that then will be carried forward by all those light workers who are willing to accept it, to be anchored into the fibers and the fabric of the earth itself. And then lastly, at the next full moon following that, the Festival of Humanity, where you use this love and light, this love and illumination and wisdom, this divine wisdom, to empower humanity to make some new choices in life, to make choices based on love and the wisdom that comes through from your divine essence, from your divine I Am presence. And there's great importance of this throughout this year, especially for those who live in the United States of America, but also in many, many other countries around the world. Always ask yourself, what choice is based on love? And what choice is based on fear? And if there's any anger or hatred or frustration involved, it is based on fear. Love opens up the door to new experiences. Love opens up. It does not close down. It does not create boundaries and borders in between races, in between different belief systems. It is willing to accept everyone for who they choose to be at that moment. You are a representative of such Christ love. You're here to remind humanity that it is safe to accept everyone simply for who they are, by recognizing their divine selves, their divine entity within them. There is still so much fear within so many. And of course, rightfully so, because there are still many terrible things happening in the world. But fear and anger will only bring more fear and anger. And so it is through the power of love that a new paradigm of peace can be anchored here on Earth. And those who live in the United States of America play a very important role in that. Because you represent in so many ways the heart of the Earth. If you only are willing to allow yourself to feel it and to remember what you're founded on, to remember that you were founded on God, Source, Creator, all that is, through the simple statement that you put on everything, in God we trust. So I ask you to trust in your own divine I Am presence, to trust in your own God self to provide for you. Because there might be times of fear ahead, but don't answer with fear, but answer with love. And when fear comes up, embrace it with love. Just like you would take a child that is crying and that is afraid into your arms. Take your own self into your arms and remind yourself that it is only an illusion that you're all alone. And it is time to break this illusion. And it is time to choose love. Always. So be in peace and acknowledge that with this festival of the Christ, something very important has been given to you. It is the first torch of a flame that represents the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. Again, the Christ having nothing to do with the religion, but everything to do with a higher form of consciousness that brings about oneness, that brings together what has been apart so that it can become a new form of existence. It is the true source of transformation. And within the violet flame, you hold the ray of power and the ray of love to bring about change that then can illuminate and bring a new form of wisdom into existence. And that is what's needed. You've entered the Aquarian Age, not just in 2012, but a while ago. And with this new age comes the statement that there are no borders anymore, that it is about global consciousness. It is about coming together, not separating. And so your choices should always be about that. What are you separating yourself from and why? Ask yourself why. And ask yourself, what would love do now? What would love do in this situation where you feel you're apart from something? You're not apart from anything. And always know that we deeply, deeply are filled with gratitude for your willingness to walk this path at this time. This path of love, this path of light, this path of using thy will through you to bring about change. So in this next few weeks, be kind to yourself, as when you bring in more love, there will be moments where you will be shown where you still have pain because you haven't allowed love to flow there. And so in this process, always open your crown up, call further in more of that Christ love that you've now connected to and bring it forth into that what has been creating pain and discomfort. That is how you will resurrect your life to a new form of existence. And that is what you all want, a new form of existence. As much as you might like a good fight, the truth is you're tired of fighting. You're tired of struggling. You're tired of forcing change. You don't need to force change. you can allow it to take place by being willing to be that bridge between heaven and earth, naturally, without having to do so much. Just be in the moment. Acknowledge the power of now. And in the power of now, you have so much potential to manifest a life filled with love, joy, peace, abundance, and happiness. I am Saint Germain, and I am grateful to celebrate this most holiest day with you today. And I'm now turning the word over back to Brigida. Namaste. Peace be with you. And know that my love is with you always. And it is so. Thank you, Saint Germain. And thank you all for being part of this radio show today. I'm sorry it takes me a moment to come back. We know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. And the path of this Christ love is truly a powerful one. It is all about surrendering to the flow of transformation, riding the cosmic waves of change without forcing change upon you or upon anything, but allowing it to take place, making choices according to your heart. And as you do, you will find everything unfolding in a way that you might not even have expected. And you can always choose again. If something doesn't feel right, remember, you can always choose again. So we are looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Make sure to listen to this show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. Next week, Saint Germain's focus will be on helping you integrate further all these new energies you've been receiving in the last few weeks, and there have been plenty, as you've crossed one threshold after another, first at the new moon with the full solar eclipse, then at the spring equinox, or for some of you, the autumn equinox, and now at the full moon of the Festival of the Christ. And you certainly have opened up your heart to a higher frequency of love, and that always brings change. So once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. With that, I will close now for today. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigida Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Peace out. May you be loved far beyond your expectations. And it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigida Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.